Prime Video just got even more exciting. ITVX Premium has landed on our subscription service, so you can enjoy your favorite shows via the ITVX Premium subscription, from Coldwater to Love Island.
He had the feeling this was coming.
And that's in addition to all your other favorite subscription services like Apple TV+.
If this is an on-the-spot performance review, I have to tell you, I am absolutely killing it right now.
Paramount Plus.
This could be the greatest opportunity of my life.
And Hey You.
You look good.
And so many more. All your subscriptions, all in one place. Prime Video.
Lovely jubbly.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 31st. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting Elon Musk's SpaceX is set to receive $2 billion to develop satellites that can track missiles and aircraft under President Trump's Golden Dome project. That's according to people familiar with the matter. SpaceX is expected to play a major role in two other Pentagon satellite networks as well, one called MILNET that would relay sensitive military communications, and another that involves satellites capable of tracking vehicles on the ground. A Pentagon spokesperson declined to comment on SpaceX's involvement in the projects. SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment. NVIDIA has struck a number of deals with some of South Korea's biggest companies, including Samsung Electronics and Hyundai Motor, that will see more than a quarter million of its chips deployed across the country. The Hyundai deal will focus on AI capabilities for autonomous vehicles, smart factories and robotics, and building AI data centers. The Samsung partnership includes a mega factory that would use over 50,000 NVIDIA graphics processing units. Financial details and the location of the factory were not disclosed. The batch of partnerships is part of the South Korean government's push to build out its AI capacity and continues a deal-making streak from NVIDIA that helped to become the first $5 trillion company earlier this week. And another WSJ exclusive for you. Google's first completely AI-generated commercial has been released. It features a toy-like plush turkey using AI mode in Google Search to escape a farm in favor of a destination that doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Robert Wong, co-founder and a VP of Google Creative Lab, said the company doesn't plan on making every ad with AI, but it will become a common tool, much like Photoshop. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.